The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. A widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time, the judge was willing, but eventually he thought, "While it is true that neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me." The Lord said, "Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones, who call out to him day and night? He will be slow to answer them. I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
I suppose most homilies on this passage stress the importance of persistent prayer, since that's how Luke introduces this parable. One Jesus told to encourage people to not grow weary in prayer. Still, I think the interpretation is problematic. How, if at all, is God like an unjust judge who gets pestered into granting the widow her request? Does God withhold favors until he gets just enough prayers from us? Elsewhere in the Gospels, Jesus seems to suggest that God loves showering mercy and giving his Holy Spirit very readily indeed. The second difficulty is that our experience is that justice is not granted speedily to those who ask God for it. Think of all the people praying for peace in the world, for an end of abortion, to end poverty in our time. There has been no speedy response to these persistent prayers. And another way to look at the text is by focusing on the goodness of the widow's pursuit of justice. In the wide view of the Bible, widows and orphans stand out as those who must be cared for by the people of faith because their lives are the most precarious. With no family to support them, they rely on the care of others. In not caring about her just claims, the judge shows himself to be a really bad fellow. As Luke writes, the judge cares neither for God nor for any human being. Her claim to have justice done for her is meant to be our claim. We should make the deeds of the poorest and the most defenseless our needs also. That's another way of looking at our text, centering on the pursuit of justice. And when you advocate for the powerless, you will need a lot of perseverance. And it will be easy to get weary because you encounter a lot of resistance. Be an advocate for the unborn, for the homeless, for the mentally ill or physically disabled, and you might find you have to keep at it in the face of resistance. Perhaps the gospel verse about prayers for justice being answered speedily has to do with the person praying, the person who is committed to the powerless, that she or he will receive God's justice immediately. The outer justice toward which the person is working may remain elusive, but you are in the right relationship with God, who longs to see all his children treated with dignity. We need to take pleasure in this inner justice because it will keep us going. And if there are no longer people who care about the powerless and the weak, the Son of Man will come back and find that faith is gone. John Shea titled his whole commentary on Luke's gospel as The Relentless Widow, because he thought this passage captured the heart of Luke's main message. Shea interpreted the relentless widow as Christ himself, who is in his nature, was relentless in pursuit of the Father's will. He was not satisfied until God's heart was his heart, or until God's mind was his mind. Or maybe we can even say that Christ is like the relentless widow, and we are like the unjust judge. We need our hearts softened, and Christ comes to us persistently every day, trying to turn our hearts to him and to one another. And when they are softened, the widow and the orphan will have a friend in us.